Blackstone Publishing presents Uranus by Ben Bova. This book is read by Stefan Rudnicki. To Spider Robinson, friend, fellow writer, troubadour.
Know myself? If I knew myself, I'd run away.
Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. Book 1. The Whore. Orbital Station, Haven. There were 30 of them, 11 women and 19 men, their ages ranging from late teens to approaching senility, standing wide-eyed, gaping at the trees and shrubs, and beyond the glass-steel dome above them, the blue-gray clouds of the planet Uranus. Pointing toward the bland-looking planet, their group leader said sternly,
"That world's name is pronounced Uranus."
His craggy face dead serious, he went on.
"I don't want to hear any wise guys call it Uranus. Understand me?"
The 30 newbies nodded and mumbled assent. His ham-sized fists planted on his hips, Quincy O'Donnell nodded back at his new charges.
"All right, then," he said,
the flat twang of his native Boston still unmistakable in his creaky tenor voice.
"Let's get on with it. The minister is waiting to greet you."
They were standing in the garden, a wide swath of earthly greenery planted and lovingly tended by the inhabitants of Haven, the spindly ring-shaped space station swinging in orbit around the huge planet Uranus. In the distance they could see several towers rising high above their level, and overhead there was more real estate, green empty acres, small clusters of towns that looked sparkling new, untouched as yet. A whole new world, built inside the ring of metal and plastic that encircled them. Not one of the dozen newcomers moved a centimeter. They were all gaping at the habitat, spreading as far as the eye could see, even above their heads. They stared wide-eyed, frozen in wonderment.
"It's hitting them," O'Donnell said to himself.
"For the first time, the reality of it is making itself felt. You're a long way from Earth," he told them silently. "And there's no going back. This is your new home. Permanently."
"All right now, that's enough of sightseeing. Let's get moving."
They stirred, reluctantly, but they moved in response to his command.
"Good. They'll learn to obey orders, they will, or suffer for their sins."
O'Donnell turned and led the newbies along the winding brick path that led through the profuse foliage to the waiting auditorium.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?